I guess I'll start by saying I'm not a Tar Heel born. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, to Tom and Judy Tigert. My dad did graduate from Chapel Hill. He actually swam here. My mom had no college education. You know, growing up in Jacksonville, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, it's the lure of, you know, Florida, Georgia, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party happens in Jacksonville, not too far from where I grew up on the river there, the St. John's River. And the lure of these schools is enormous and powerful. And, you know, if you're somehow able to break out of those temptations, you know, FSU is not too far down the street, and the University of Miami is not too far down the state either. But I'll never forget in 1982, and a lot of you in this room remember this, I'm sure, as well. I was in fifth grade, and my dad fortunately allowed my brother and I to stay up and watch what was a miraculous finish to the UNC-Georgetown basketball game, and one that, you know, seared in my mind. Just an incredible one shot, obviously heard around the world by Michael Jordan, but more importantly for me, a team, and the tenacity and the persistence and the dedication. And I'll never forget that smile on James Worthy's face when he unexpectedly got thrown the ball as the seconds were winding down on the clock. And then, of course, the celebration from coach all the way down to the guy sitting next to the water jug on the end of the bench, how excited they were. Well, interesting, within a short period of time, I think it was either that summer or the following summer, my dad received a call from a friend of his. Some of you know Moyer Smith, who was here at the university, I think at the Education Foundation at the time. And Moyer told my dad that the AAU, and it's the Amateur Athletic Union, not the AAU that we now have someone running, but that the national championship, high school national championship, was going to happen in Jacksonville that year, and it actually ended up coming to Jacksonville several years in a row. And Moyer asked my dad, said, listen, Dean Smith is coming to Jacksonville, and would you be willing to find him a place to stay and go to the airport and actually pick him up and get him to the place wherever you find for him to stay? And of course, I was absolutely thrilled with this opportunity. And, you know, remember very well riding in the car with Coach Smith, his family in the car behind us. He was gracious enough to come in the car with my dad and myself, and I was, you know, 11 or 12-year-old kid at the time. But what I remember is how humble, how decent, how selfless that he was to my dad and me during that trip. And then later that week when we saw him at the gymnasium, how he was that way with every person that he came in contact with. It was a person taking the tickets. It was the little kids coming up to him in the stands. It was the person at the concessionaire that he was buying popcorn from. And even Bobby Knight, who was at the gym that night, he was that decent too. I guess as I was thinking through this, it's a good thing, you know, Coach K wasn't there. We might have seen a different Coach Smith. But, you know, Coach Smith told my brother and I during that trip that you ought to come up to Carolina basketball camp. And it was actually called Carolina Basketball School, as some of you probably know. Well, you know, not too long after that, my brother and I actually did pack our bags and come up to Chapel Hill. We checked into the Granville Towers, spent entirely too much time and money over at Ken's Quickie Mart on cheer wine and those red fireballs that you could get, and really began to see firsthand what I saw through that team and what I saw interacting with Dean Smith, that there is a Carolina way, and it's a special way. And I think I soon realized why it was called a basketball school and not a basketball camp, because what I learned, while I learned a lot about basketball, I learned more about life and what it meant to work hard and to have integrity, to strive for excellence, to do the right thing on and off the court, and treat people fairly. And these lessons came from, you know, great players, but who were role models and heroes of mine. Jimmy Black was my counselor, and Chris Brust was one of our counselors. And those were incredible firsthand experiences that I had. So I think I learned what it meant to be a Tar Heel, or at least what it was supposed to be when you're a Tar Heel. And one way or the other, I knew I wanted to come to Chapel Hill. Well, several years later, as I was finishing my junior year in Bowles in Jacksonville, the high school where I went, it became pretty clear I wasn't going to play basketball at UNC. Some chance of playing baseball, but, you know, I was lucky enough to go on a college trip where we went to 26, roughly 26 different universities around the Southeast in a spring break period of time. And, you know, I ended up applying to UNC and Vanderbilt and Furman. But what that trip did for me, being able to compare and contrast all those different schools, was there really was something special about Carolina. And I knew after that trip that if I got in, Carolina was certainly the place for me. I'll never forget the day my senior year early acceptance letter came in the mail, and needless to say, I was quick to accept, almost as quick as I was to drop the four AP classes I was taking that semester to end up having the best senior year you could imagine. And you know, fortunately, two of my good friends, one from kindergarten, got in, one to play football here at Carolina, so it was really a dream come true. I enrolled in the fall of 89. Obviously, life seemed almost perfect, if not perfect, although Econ 10, Astronomy 35 were, you know, about as tough as any freshman could possibly endure. Fortunately, they were just a few steps away from my Old West dormitory, so I literally could roll out of bed at 7:55 a.m. and make it to the 8 a.m. start. I'm sure my poor grades in those classes, you know, had nothing to do with me being still half asleep, or, you know, just gotten home from Franklin Street or the Pica House where I was pledging, or wherever it was just a couple hours earlier. And thank God there were no iPhones, you know, Twitter, Facebook, or Periscope, because I can almost guarantee you, Doug, that you never would have asked me to run for the GAA board position. You know, I think actually it was the Apple IIe had just come out, and if some of you probably remember going down to Woolen to actually stand in line to register for your classes, well, the Carolina One system finally came around, but it was you had to dial up, not through the computer. But after realizing a degree in social work was not a degree in throwing parties and being social with friends, and then realizing business majors weren't even getting jobs in the early 90s coming out of Carolina because the economy was so bad at that time, I somehow ended up at Caldwell Hall in the philosophy department. And yeah, I don't know, don't ask me why, and please don't mention it to my parents if you ever see them. But I think it was these types of experiences, and you've heard a lot about the challenges. I loved the thread you heard last night about throwing ideas up, challenging beliefs, having a safe environment to challenge the things that you thought you knew or believed coming in. And, you know, I think it was all of these experiences that ultimately, you know, allowed me to firmly settle on those same very lessons that I learned or thought I learned when I was a young kid of excellence, equality, integrity, the very values that I lean on so much now. And it was through this experience, I think, that ultimately allowed me to do that. And while we took a whole lot from UNC at the time, there were plenty of times where we gave back, whether it was starting the Interfraternity Council, which is still in operation today and doing, I think, a great job of regulating a pretty intimidating environment. I think, you know, one of our fraternity brothers and still really good friend, we got elected the student body president, and many of us were involved with mending the relationships and dealing with the issues at the time here on campus, helped pushing the Special Olympics program to UNC students and the Little Buddy program. It was my senior year, actually, that was really the storybook in my mind, if any of those weren't. I mostly remember the 1993 UNC team and the incredible run we had that year and into the tournament. And I was actually waiting tables at Mama Dip's kitchen. So I had enough money, believe it or not, to travel up to the Meadowlands with several fraternity brothers and saw that Sweet 16 game in the Final Eight game, and then of course the following week the Heels won the national championship. And while that Monday night national championship game was just an incredible experience at Chapel Hill, it was actually the Tuesday night following the national championship that was better, because that was actually the night that I first had my first date with my now wife, Nicole Strom, who's the love of my life, but she's class of 94, a J school student who finished high school here in Raleigh. And unbelievably, her first step on the Chapel Hill campus was when she came as a freshman you know, these in-state students don't have any idea how good they have it. Many of you met her last night, but we got married in 92 and actually just celebrated our 20th anniversary by spending this week in Chapel Hill and Wilmington, and I'm sure there are more expenses around that to come, but great opportunity. So all in all, to conclude, UNC to me has been an ideal, a value, not just a means to an end. And while it formed my approach and outlook, I think it's bigger than any one individual person or certainly me. I feel so fortunate to have fallen in love with this ideal and thus this university. Literally just watching a basketball game over 30 years ago. You know, a couple years ago, in the midst of my toughest career and probably life experience, the Armstrong case, I read a quote, one that has meant the world to me ever since I read it, and I think embodies everything great about what my Carolina experience has taught me. And this quote said, "You should never be proud to do the right thing. You should just do the right thing." Dean Smith, thank you for your attention, and go Tar Heels.